Zulu Sierra 6, Foxtrot Echo Romeo. Calling and standing by. Zulu Sierra 6, Foxtrot Echo Romeo. Calling and standing by. Zulu Sierra 6, Foxtrot Echo Romeo. Calling and standing by.
KC8VSU on non-Michigan link system.
KACCW. KFA-GDW. K8ECW, good afternoon.
I got somebody to hear me. Hey, thank you. K-something-BCW, this is John in Boyne City.
Hey, John, we've talked before. This is Bentley in Harbor Springs. Call sign Kilo 8, Bravo Charlie Whiskey.
Oh, sure, I know about you, Bentley. Yeah, you're working on a hotspot, aren't you? Hey, so I'm playing with radios, and today I've got one of these $24 Bofangs plugged into a 5/8 antenna sitting on the top of my truck, and I got this old, this is a 37-year-old truck, and it's running, and do you hear any ignition noise from it?
No, not at all. You sound excellent, actually. I wouldn't have guessed you were on a Baofeng T. I've got a pile of those things. That was kind of my entry into radio, and I keep a bunch of them around just for emergencies, to hand off to friends or neighbors or whatever if there's some issue where we need to stay in touch with each other. They're great little radios for what they are.
Yeah, I'm really happy with them. Yeah, they kind of hold a stigma of a new guy, but then again, that's what I did. I bought two radios for $50 and three books for $75. So the books cost me more than the radios.
Yeah, for sure. And again, they're just, you know, if you lose one or if it breaks on you, you just, you know, buy another one. They're nice and cheap. I've never understood why, you know, some of the elitist hams out there just look down on them. They have a bad reputation, but frankly, I haven't, you know, had the problems that a lot of people claim that they have. But that being said, I have upgraded to, you know, more quality radios, and it does make a difference. They're a lot nicer, they work better, and they're a, you know, better user experience. But, man, for somebody getting into it, absolutely, no shame in buying a cheap VCR, cheap Chinese radio.
I thought that was a band from the 70s. anyways, I like them, too. And, yes, these were the first two I bought. And then I spent a big chunk of money and bought a whole base from DX. And part of that base was a new Anytone 878. Handheld.
Also a great little radio. I've got the BTEC version of that, which is the 6X2 or 6x2. That is a DMR radio, which, man, full DMR will twist your brain, but they're very cool and very capable. I just got my ham ticket in July last year. And built a hotspot, got a DMR radio, started playing around with that, got really frustrated, but finally broke through this winter and got it all dialed in. And DMR is really a cool technology. And with that Anytone, you can do great things with it.
I was kind of hoping that DMR would let me listen to police and fire frequencies along with everything else. When I got my license, you know, I took it up here in Petoskey, got Nelson to give it to me through the CCE. Are you familiar with that group?
Yeah, for sure. CCES, CPO or something like that. Yeah, it's a Charlevoix, Sheboygan, Emmett County emergency group. I've been to their meetings. I did meet Nelson, really good guy, a bunch of other great folks there. You can learn a lot working with them. If you get on their email list, you'll get some events that pop up, and there was just one this afternoon, the FEMA Region 5 net that happens every second and fourth Sunday of the month, which is a readiness training exercise to just call in. They have it on HF. They have it on D-Star, which is the ICOM digital mode. And they have it on DMR. And you can get in on that so that if there is a FEMA emergency in the area, you can get in with your DMR radio and get information and details about what's going on. You won't be able to get into the local police and fire stuff, though. They're on the 800 megahertz system, which is its own version of DMR, but it works just the same.
Yeah, that's kind of exactly where I want to go. My thought is, I retired, I'm public service, I just got out of Red Cross, so there were too many miles on my personal vehicle. But so now I've tried to find something else, and Red Cross kind of dialed me into HAM, which dialed me into Nelson, so now I'm a paid member of that group. It's not a club. So anyways, I'm a paid member of it. I'm about ready to take my general, and it says I'm ready to take my general, so I'm starting on my, what do they call the next one? Extra. So before pretty soon, I'll have my general and I'll have my extra, and then I'll start working on code.
Oh, that's fantastic. You're jumping in with both feet. That's great. Yeah, I do want to get my general. I've been hemming and hawing about it. I would like to get into HF work. I think I want to grab an HF radio and start playing around on the 10-meter band, which is what you can do on your technician's license. I don't actually have a desire to, you know, make contacts across the world or anything like that. But I do have a couple of friends locally around here, and we would sure like to have simplex comms between us, one down in Boyne Falls, one up by Brutus. We can do that on the link repeater system, of course. However, we found out during the ice storm last year that didn't last very long. So we want to have something a little bit more robust between us. And I think that 10-meter HF would be just fine.
Ditto. Same with about the whole thing. I'm not looking for worldwide contacts, but if the apocalypse comes, I want to be able to have information for a week before I run out of food.
Well, food is easy to stack. Information is hard to get, especially when it, you know, might be restricted from its normal sources. So there's a couple of other organizations. I wouldn't even call them organizations. But there's a guy that I follow on YouTube. He's called S2 Underground, Sierra 2 Underground. And he's a former, I think, U.S. Air Force comms guy. And he issues situation reports from what's going on around the world, which is all very interesting. It's done in a nice military manner, and that really appeals to me. But the other thing that he does is something he calls the Ghost Net, which is just his own creation of a net of HS enthusiasts to get on a weekly net to test your comms capabilities so that information can flow freely around the country if there's a huge disruption or something else happens. I think it's a really neat effort.
Well, I've been retired from the Road Commission for 20 years, and my old boss, which I still know, I talked to him yesterday, is deep into HAM, has been for 3 or 4 decades. He's an old guy that's, he knows code, and he does mostly high frequency, but last night I was talking to him, and we did a simplex from my house to his. That's not a big deal. He's at 1,100 feet on Tower Hill, just a little bit southeast of Petoskey. I'm south of Wallon Lake on 860 feet, so we got a clear shot. So we were talking back and forth simplex on the UHF, EHF 2-meter line, the 2-meter call line. That worked out real well. I think he's a good person that I can learn from, but he's kind of like ornery and old school.
Yeah, understand. Totally. And as far as Road Commission goes, I got to say, last year during that ice storm, It was really interesting to tune into the Road Commission's analog frequency they were still using and just get intel about, hey, which roads are closed, which roads have power lines down, where were they working to get things opened up. And I'm saddened by the fact that they've since gone over to that 800 megahertz system with the rest of the county services. But I don't know, maybe I'll have to get myself a scanner that can pick up those 800 megahertz services and get my intel that way. But yeah, you Road Commission guys, wow, you really put in the time during that ice storm and did a lot of good for the community, and my hat's off to you guys.
Well, for the guys that are still working, we appreciate that. I appreciate it. You know, I've been out 20 years now, but when I was in, it was not unusual to be walking in front of a front-end loader with a chainsaw in my hand, clipping off trees and pushing them out of the way and cutting a tree and watching it snap back 10 feet right across my face. So I'm familiar with that, but I appreciate the recognition that that the Road Commission does. You know, it's kind of like the police department. It's extremely boring 95% of the time, and then it's just life-threatening.
Eric, good for you, picking up a new hobby. That's awesome.
Yeah,
keep at it and enjoy it. And, you know, it's fun. There's some really great people on this link repeater system that'll jump in and offer you suggestions. I just got one on my text messages from Drake, NADMH, telling me that there's no need to get a scanner. You can, get an app.
W8KSC.
KF8GDW, I'll stand off to the side. Somebody else is starting to talk to us, I think.
This is W8KSC. Hey, about the app. Yeah, you can get one, except during the ice storm, the app wouldn't be functioning because no internet. You're much better with the actual scanner.
Now, couldn't I just buy, like, the Anyphone 878 Plus, because that's a wideband, and wouldn't that have all that information, those frequencies to be able to listen?
Most of the county frequencies in my county are on the 800 megahertz group that was originated by the state police. Most of us hams don't have a radio that reaches up that far. W8KSC, Tim in Lewiston.
Hey, DMH, great. The Anyphone will not do that. That is strictly a DMR radio, and the MPSCS system, which is the statewide system, that's P25. You would need a P25 scanner to do that. So, and unfortunately, those are kind of at a premium at this point.
Well, give it a little while and the price will come down when more people start buying it. I'll tell you, I've been on emergency situations. I used to be a fireman, and it really is disgusting when you can look at somebody across the street and tell them, move your damn truck, but they're on a different frequency. So these 800s, they're a pain in the ass right now, and everybody's got to retool. But from a person who needed cross-channel communication with another fire department, I think it's going to be a good thing overall.
You're right about that. The problem is there was a much more economical way to get there than to move everybody to the 800. But that's okay. And, you know, it'll work, and it's a solid system, and it's been not quite weatherproof, but pretty damn good. There were systems available that would basically connect any radio to any radio, and they exist. If you ever get an opportunity to look on the internet, something called iForce Flipbook was one of the systems that would tie any radio to any radio. This is Tim, W8KSC in Lewiston.
KBCW, my HT's battery died. I'm back and listening. Okay, all right, Bentley, I guess I'll let you go, and Lewiston, I think Tim and Lewiston, thanks for the information, I appreciate it. This is John in Boyne City. I appreciate all your information, and when I'm broadcasting some kind of garbage over the air with bad quality, just tell me and I'll try to fix it. So, KF8GDW, I'm going to say 73 to all you guys. Get out of the truck and go back in the house.
Good to talk to you, sir. Thank you for coming back to me. I appreciate the chatter. There isn't a lot over here in Lewiston. There is not a lot of activity on this repeater. So anything I see, I'm happy to chatter. W8KSC 73.
Tim Drake, John. Always good talking to you. I'll say 73 as well. K8BCW. Time to make some dinner.
W8RPMW.
KDYS monitoring.
Station calling. This is Whiskey Charlie 9 India.
Whiskey Charlie 9 India. This is K8DYS in Harrison. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Name here is Dave, located in southwestern Arizona. Could you come back with your call again slower? I didn't catch it yet.
Yeah, no problem. It's Kilo 8, Delta, Yankee, Sierra. Kilo 8, Delta, Yankee, Sierra.
Okay, I got it at that time. K8DYS. Okay, what's your name and where are you located?
Okay, my name is Ryan, R-Y-A-N, and I am located in Harrison, Michigan. It's about 90 miles north of Lansing in the Lower Peninsula.
Okay, Ryan. We are located about 30 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border and about 39 miles east of the Arizona-California border, where it's, 20 after 6, and the current temperature is a very pleasant day of 75.
Roger, roger. Location there. All right, well, we only had about 58 degrees today, but it was still pretty nice. And I was just throwing my call out to test this deal over at my friend's house, so. And I'm getting ready for bed to go to work tomorrow. So, I gotta get up early, 4 o'clock.
Okay, well, I don't get up till about 4:45 in the morning. We retired from being a farmer in northeastern Indiana about 2 years ago. So living down here, we get up early before the sun gets over the mountain to get our work done before it gets warm out. So that's what we do here. Okay, Ryan, your audio sounds very good. Everything seems to be working well. So you have a good evening, and hopefully your week goes well at work. So take care. K8DYSWC9I.
Larry, WC9I. You have a wonderful evening. And I haven't heard you on the Northern Michigan link, just so you know. I'm sure you know, but welcome to Michigan. K8DYS will be standing by. Thank you. Your testing is good. You're coming in loud and clear. Kate, you asked.
Oh, Roger, I finally got that phone turned on. Yeah, I got it. What is it, mid-low? What is that, 15 watts?
Roger. Well, when Mark gets his new tower put together, he's got to do some more work to it before it can go up. But I think I'm going to put a, because I'll use this as well on that side of the county. And I think what I'm going to do is put like a Diamond X. I like the X300. I guess I could use a mono band, but for some reason, he doesn't like the dual band antennas. They seem to work fine for me. I can almost hear you coming in here from your house, but I want to put a X300. Those antennas really work good with an end connector, and then just feed it with half inch. You don't even have to run a jumper. You can just hook the half inch right to it, and then I'll run it. You got a shelf right there. I'll just put it on the shelf and button it all up and put duct tape around it or lock it in a toolbox so it can't be messed with. But it'll work really good. And I can link it here, and I was thinking about possibly putting one at Emerson's as well. Then, I mean, basically you could have a split site repeater. You wouldn't have to have duplexers, so it would probably work pretty decent. If we had a couple at a high point. So anyway, that's my plan for this year, is to get that all straightened away. And if we get the 200, we can just put it on that. Kate, do I ask?
I've never dealt with it. Multiple site repeater like that before. I got a controller here too. That was one thing I recommend on it for running a repeater without a duplexer. I'm not going to hold it for very long. I'm not sure if I'm making it still. I'm an HP this time.
Yeah, I can hear you. It's a little noisy, but I can hear you. All right, yeah, I'm going to be hitting her to bed here. I just figured I'd see if you could test it out. I can't, for some, I think the antenna's got issues because sometimes I can get into it no problem, and then other days I can't get into it at all, even with 100 watts from here at 50-foot antenna height. So, but I'll get it all straightened around, and it'll work. All right, you have a good night. We'll catch you later. Kate, you asked.
All right, we'll talk to you later. What is that? 5 watts. 5 watts on the HT off the coax, so I'm up on a tower. So that makes all the difference. So, all right, we'll talk to you later. I'll probably be out on the air tomorrow on my way to work and on my way home. So, we'll see if we hear you tomorrow. KDHCVX, signature. Thank you.